She's got the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's Nikki's Biz.
All right, Tyra Banks is clapping back at basically the entire world, saying she's doing a horrible job hosting Dancing with the Stars. I feel a little bit bad for her. We're going to hear from her coming up in just a second. First, there is a Father of the Bride reunion happening tonight. It's on Netflix's YouTube and Facebook pages. So they just shared a trailer for this yesterday.
I'm engaged. I'm getting married.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Mother and daughter are talking together. That is fabulous. I love that. That's chic.
George, we're all here. Come on. George, Maddie said it was important.
I'm just washing my hands. One more happy birthday to go.
I loved that movie back in the day. Did you like that movie?
Yeah, Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Wow. Just, Kim, you too.
Big time.
Mark, yeah.
Everyone loved
it. Exactly. So it's going to be a virtual reunion with the film's entire cast, streamed tonight on YouTube and Facebook accounts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm very confused about what is actually happening here. Like, yeah. I heard that the original writers from the first two movies also wrote this, but that doesn't make you think that it is a reunion then with the cast just chatting. So I don't quite know what to expect.
Maybe a reading?
I have no idea.
Table reading?
You can keep guessing anything. I have no idea. But if you want to check it out, Netflix tonight, YouTube, and Facebook. The Netflix pages at 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So if you search Tyra Banks on Twitter right now, it's basically just everyone saying what a horrible job she is doing as a new host of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I called this. Right?
Right.
Like, she's not a great host. She's talented in ways. She's not a great television host.
But she's been hosting for years. I mean, we're only realizing this now?
They should have asked somebody. Anyway, she doesn't leave the judges very much time to speak. She talks about herself a lot.
Yes.
She asks the contestants a lot of really random questions that have nothing to do with dancing. She also changes her clothes too much. These were kind of the top complaints, from what I can tell, from people who really love Dancing with the Stars. Now, Tyra Banks does admit that she hasn't been perfect as the new host of Dancing with the Stars, but she says she will persevere and prove the haters wrong.
It wasn't perfect. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, but I messed up. I said the wrong words, but the thing is I kept going. In fact, you know what? Tonight, Skye Jackson, she kind of fell and she got back up and she kept going. And because of that, she's here for another week. So the message is, I messed up this week, Sky messed up this week, but we're going to keep on going and going, all right? So forgive yourself when you mess up, stand the heck up, and keep going.
That is actually a good message.
It is, but you can't have a host that thinks that they're bigger than the show. It's like, oh yeah, it's the Tyra Banks show with Dancing with the Stars.
But you don't know how much producers are like telling her to do that. And the thing we know very much about people is they hate change.
Right.
Right. And there's extra scrutiny here because she was brought in to replace Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews after they were fired this summer.
Right.
So maybe they're going in a different direction. They're like, we want the, you know,
the glamour.
And maybe they want the host to be sort of a big personality and a big part of it. You never know.
Well, they got that.
They did get that. But I think she has a really good point there. There have been people who've been really, really bad at things before and they just kept going. And eventually people get used to it and it becomes sort of like the new normal.
I guess, but again, she's been on TV for how many years now? I mean, when she did America's Top Model, that was
She was good at that.
Yeah, she's good at that. What happened?
You're a hater.
I love Tyra Banks. Come on.
All right, that is your biz. Make sure you catch your biz at 7:30 this morning because Vin Diesel dropped a new song.
What?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Vin Diesel.
I promise.
New Music Friday.
No, it's not. I promise we won't play the whole thing. That will absolutely not happen.
How is that possible?
But we will take a listen coming up this morning at 7:30. He actually teamed up with Kygo for this, too.
Oh, wow.
Kygo had time for that. All right, and coming up in about 6 minutes, going to give you a chance to win $100 to spend at Benny, a company, when we play the 640 Alphabee game.
Yeah.
J-Lo right now.